ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तुभ्ये शुभदेशो नित्यं भगवति सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। एते चांसा कलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदयान्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकेतनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम प्रणाम दुख समनस्तम नमामि हरिं परम। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10 कैंटो 13 चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 43। एवं एतेषु भेदेषु चिरं द्यत्वा स आत्मभू सत्या के कतरे नेति ज्ञातुं निष्ठे कथञ्चन। एवमेतेषु भेदेषु चिरं द्यत्वा स आत्मभू सत्यकेकत्तरे नेति ज्ञातुं नेष्टे कथञ्चन। एवमेतेषु भेदेषु चिरं द्यत्वा स आत्मभू सत्यकेकत्तरे नेति ज्ञातुं नेष्टे कथञ्चन। एवमेतेषु भेदेषु चिरं द्यत्वा स आत्मभू सत्यकेकत्तरे नेति ज्ञातुं नेष्टे कथञ्चन। एवं इन दिस वे एतेषु भेदेषु बिट्वीन दीज बॉयज हु आर एग्जिस्टिंग सेपरेटली चिरं फॉर ए लॉन्ग टाइम ध्यात्वा आफ्टर थिंकिंग स ही आत्मभो लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सत्या रियल के हु कतरे हु न और नत इति दस ज्ञातुं To understand, na, not, ishte, was able, katanchana, in any way at all. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Does Lord Brahma thinking and thinking for a long time try to distinguish between those two sets of boys who are each separately existing? He tried to understand who was real and who was not real, but he couldn't understand at all. Purport. Brahma was puzzled. The original boys and calves are still sleeping as I have kept them, he thought. But another set is here playing with Krishna. How has this happened? Brahma could not grasp what was happening, which boys were real and which were not real. Brahma was unable to come to any definite conclusion. He pondered the matter for a long while. How can there be two sets of calves and boys at the same time? Have the boys and calves here been created by Krishna? Or has Krishna created the ones lying asleep? Or are both merely creations of Krishna? Brahma thought about the subject in many different ways. After I go to the cave and see that the boys and calves are still there, does Krishna go take them and put them here so that I come here and see them? And does Krishna then take them from here and put them there? Brahma could not figure out how there could be two sets of calves and cowboys exactly alike. Although thinking and thinking, he could not understand at all. Om Jnanati Nirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Miritam Yanam Tatsmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakdamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Govigakanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tadda Ganchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranama Mihari Priye Banchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Jadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Evameteshu Bedeshu Chiram Dhyatvasa Atmabhu Satya Kekatri Neti Gyatum Neshte Katanjana. Then thus Lord Brahma, thinking and thinking for a long time, tried to distinguish between those two sets of boys who were each separately existing. He tried to understand who was real and who was not real, but he couldn't understand at all. So, famous pastime, Brahma Vimohan Lila. Lord Brahma, the first created being in this material world, is becoming bewildered. So the Acharyas have explained that the most intelligent living entity in one particular universe may become then Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma, he has mentioned here Atmabhu. So he's self-manifested. As we know, Krishna is the source of everything. He's the source of all the spiritual worlds. And he's residing in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna Loka, which is the highest planet. And is the source of all the different incarnations of Godhead. Ete chamsa kalam pupsam krishnastu bhagavan sayam. His swami bhagavan is the original personality of Godhead. And all the Vishnumurtis are expansions of Krishna. So Krishna's abode is the greatest abode. And all the Vaikuntha planets, they actually do not equal to Krishna Loka or Golok Vrindavan. So when Krishna is desiring, sometimes material world is manifested. And when the material world is manifested through Mahashankarshan, and then the three Purushavatars are manifested, Karanadakshai Vishnu, lying in the causal ocean, and from his body unlimited universes are manifested. When he's breathing out, and when he's breathing in, all the universes are entering into Lord, into Karanadakshai Vishnu, Mahavishnu. So 1 second of Karanadakshai Vishnu, Mahavishnu is millions and trillions of years. And that is the lifespan of Lord Brahma, who then, of course, after the universes are manifested, in each universe there is a Garbhadaksha Vishnu manifested. And from his lotus navel, one lotus flower, huge lotus flower, is manifested. And that lotus flower, that is the place where Lord Brahma is then appearing by the will of the Lord. And then the third Purushavatar is Kshuradaksha Vishnu, who is all pervading, is situated in everyone's heart. So by the Lord's inspiration, after meditating for thousands of years, Lord Brahma is creating the different manifestations of this material world, the different bodies in which the jivas may enter. So he's extremely intelligent, Lord Brahma. We all have only one head. As far as I see here, everyone has one head. But he has four heads. So unusual. Because we know sometimes some different personalities, like even Lord Ravana, he could manifest 10 heads. Another personality, Shiva, so he has different manifestations also, special personality, Shiv Tattva, special Tattva, there's Vishnu Tattva, Krishna being the source of all the Vishnu Murtis, unlimited practically, and then there's a Shiva Tattva. He's not Vishnu and he's also not a Jiva. He's in between. So he has also different manifestations in this world. He's there in every universe like this. In every universe there's one Garbhadaksha Vishnu and then one Lord Brahma. By the way, our Brahma is the smallest. He only has 4 heads. Some Brahmajis, they have 10 heads, some have 100 heads, some have 1,000 heads. And now, by the way, our universe is the smallest universe. But still we can, it is practically inconceivable to us. But a materialistic person, especially nowadays, they don't have much knowledge because they're not accepting the authority of the Vedic literatures. They're not under proper guidance. They think they're very smart and they do so much, but they hardly know anything. And many times they're just speculating. And so they think this earth planet which is there, which is very small. So the earth planet actually, according to the Vedic literatures, is part of Bhumandal. So different platforms are there. Chodha Bhuvana, 14 planetary systems are there in one universe. And so we are in the middle, Bhumandal. And then there's the higher planets, Bhuvalok, Satyalok, Tapalok, Janalok, on the highest Satya Loka, and below there are lower planets also. So we are in the almost in the center of Bhumandal, which is known also as Jambudvip. So there's a big mountain there, huge mountain we cannot perceive. It's so huge. Of course, we have faith and we believe in that. And the inner part of that Jambudvip is known Ilavrita Varsha. So there are 9 Varshas. So Jambudvip is divided in 9, known as Varshas. So the center one is Ilavrita Varsha. 2 are in the north, 2 are in the south, 2 are in the west, 2 are in the east. So middle one and then 2 in each makes 9. So in the southern is Kimpurush Varsh, and then south of that is Bharat Varsha. So we are actually only a small part of Bharatvarsha, I mean the greater Bharatvarsha. Now we know Bharatvarsha, which is known as India nowadays, India, given by the British, they gave the name, but the actual name for this place here, holy place, or even Bharatvarsha is known as Punya Bhumi, because the Lord is appearing not only here, but mostly here. That is a small part actually of the bigger Bharatvarsha, and the huge Himalaya range is there. I mean the Himalayas, we know they're small actually. So we cannot even hardly conceive even of Jambudvip. And then there's an ocean of salt, and behind that, after that, surrounding Jambudvip. And then beyond that is Plakshadvip, and then after that, surrounding the salt ocean. So again, dvip means an island practically. Jambudvip, island, so underwater. And beyond that, and another dvip, and then an ocean of salt water is ours, and an ocean of sweet, milk, ocean of yogurt, ocean of liquor, ocean of sugarcane juice, and ocean of clear sweet water. So the scientists, they cannot understand, they cannot see, they cannot perceive, very limited knowledge, but they're thinking they're so great. So even we ourselves, sometimes we think we are so great, we know so much, but we know so little. I mean, you know, sometimes we think we know Krishna. We know Krishna to some extent, but not fully. We're trying to understand Krishna. So Brahma, Lord Brahma, is becoming bewildered and is the most intelligent person besides the pure devotees who are fully surrendered to Krishna. which are quite rare in this universe. So Lord Brahma, he knows quite well about this whole universe, and anyway, as I said, he's the smallest, our Brahma, only has 4 heads. Only the universe are much bigger, and therefore they need more heads. So he's a very busy person, Lord Brahma, and he's very, very knowledgeable. So in Satyaloka, those who take birth in Satyaloka, they are extremely intelligent. Only those who are very, 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 very intelligent and who are renounced from this material world and who are in the pursuit of understanding the Absolute Truth, who are learned in the scriptures and who have performed spiritual activities for many lifetimes, they can go to the planet of Lord Brahma and then discuss transcendental topics. And so, and even amongst them, it's not that everyone there is a pure devotee. So Lord Brahma, so he's extremely intelligent and knowledgeable, realized, fortunate. And every day he sees Krishna, because every day Krishna is appearing once in a day of Lord Brahma's day. So which is very long, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. 1,000 ages together, and so the Dibya Yoga. So there are the four yugas, Kali Yoga, Treta Yoga, Dvapara Yoga, Treta Yoga, and then Satya Yoga. Is one Dibya Yoga, and thousand together is one Kalpa, that is one day of Lord Brahma, and similarly also is his night. So as we have been reading and hearing here, so Lord Brahma, he became a little bit bewildered. So he's usually transcendentally situated, but because he's in the material world, at the same time sometimes and the externally energy is there, which he can also perceive and see, and sometimes he's slightly also affected by that and slightly bewildered. So he became slightly bewildered about Krishna's position for a second. And then, so he took the boys and the calves first, and the cows, and then he took Krishna's friends, the boys, and just wanting to test Krishna, how is he the Supreme Lord? Maybe for just a small split second or... So he was bewildered and doubtful that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And then he took away the calves and the boys, the gopas, and put them in one place. Only for 1 second. So 1 second is actually 1 year according to the earthly planet. And then he was thinking, what is happening here? Because as he put them in one cave, that is in Braj here, and then he saw that when he went back to see Krishna, he saw that all the boys and the calves and the cows are all there, exactly the same. And he was thinking, what is this? How is this possible? The two sets of same boys and cows exactly the same? And then as Prabhupada is mentioning the purport, or is it that as I put them there, all the cows and the calves and the boys in the cave, did Krishna quickly come and take them and took them with him, and I'm coming back and I see the same one, and then again putting them back, so going back and forth, looking at Krishna and these boys there, and then going back in the cave and they're there, going back and still they are there, and going back. So he was puzzled. Nedigyatum. So he was not able to understand what is happening here. Katanjana, in any way, he was completely puzzled. And as mentioned here in the verse, he was thinking and thinking for a long time, trying to figure out what is happening here. So are there two sets, or is only one set, and Krishna is just taking and putting them back, or there are two sets, and how they can exist? And who are the real ones, and who are the fake ones? What is going on here? So he has quite some power, Lord Brahma is very powerful. So he took them away. But Krishna is Yogeshwar, he's the greatest of all mystics. So immediately, as he has taken them away, Lord Brahma, the original one, or the real one, and then Krishna manifested exactly the same. Boys and calves, and everything, the same dress they had, and everything was the same. So then he was thinking, so he could not understand what is going on. And nobody could understand what's going on. All the Brijabhasis, so it was for 1 year, they couldn't understand what is happening. Even Balaram is the first manifestation of Krishna. Practically, he's not different from Krishna, except the color is different. Krishna is blackish and Balaram is whitish. Otherwise, practically the same. Of course, Krishna is performing extraordinary pastimes. So in this way, Krishna is actually supreme. He's Swayam Bhagavan, he's the original personality of Godhead. Ekaleshwara Krishna Arasabha Britya. Everyone else is there meant to serve Krishna. Balaram is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's also wanting to serve Krishna. And he's serving Krishna. As we know, there are different relationships are there in Braj. So Shantara, so neutral relationship to some extent it is there. Sometimes it is mentioned 5 relationships are there, sometimes only 4 are mentioned. Because those who are, so to say, externally in Shantaras, like for example the trees and the birds, the animals, I mean they, so as we know in the material world they are not fully conscious. And for example, they cannot talk. And like except for example the parrot, some parrots you can teach them a few words. Even we have seen on WhatsApp some parrots, they are saying Haribol, Haribol, and maybe Krishna, Krishna, but they cannot talk much. And maybe a few words may talk. You may tell them say good morning, and they may say good morning, but not much more. But in Golok Vrindavan, the parrots, they are talking like anything. And they are glorifying Krishna. The male parrots, they are glorifying Krishna actually, and the female parrots, they are glorifying more Srimati Radharani. The boys are together, the girls are together. So, and so they all have a name also. And one of Krishna's parrots is there. His name is Daksha. He's expert in glorifying Krishna. Radharani's parrots are there. One is Manjubhashini, speaking very sweetly. And one is Shobha, most auspicious. Because they are glorifying the divine couple. And other animals are there. And actually everyone is there, ready to serve Krishna. And they are serving Krishna also. And all they have transcendental forms, and they are completely pure. So even the trees, they are not usually here in the material world, the trees, so they are not talking, they are not walking, but the trees there, they can, if need, they can talk also, and they can walk from one place to the other one, and they can give whatever you want. And even it is mentioned about Madhavendra Puri, who has given the seed of Braj Bhakti, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. Although Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, no different from Radha and Krishna, he doesn't need spiritual master, but still, just to set the example, he's coming as a devotee and following Vana Ashram, being very dutiful. So he accepted the spiritual master just to set the example that we need a spiritual master. So his spiritual master was Ishwara Puri, and his spiritual master was Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri, so he's a Kalpa Vriksha tree in Golok Vrindavan, the acharyas have explained. And so it is specifically mentioned that he can give the 5 fruits. Of course he can give whatever you want, the Kalpa Vriksha. But he's giving the fruit of the 5 rasas in Golok: Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalyant, Madhurya Ras. He can give. So what does it mean? I mean, if you have 10 rupees, somebody has some money and is giving donation, if he has 1,000 rupees, he can give. He will not give 1,000 rupees because he needs himself. He may give 10 rupees, 100 rupees. He cannot give 10,000 rupees in donation. But one who has 1 lakh, 100,000 rupees, he can give 10,000. So it is mentioned he can give these 5 fruits of these different rasas. That means he has them. So he has some feelings of Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and Madhuryaras also, to some extent. But he's still a Kalpa Vriksha tree, but he has the different feelings. Like when Krishna is in Nikunja Leela, in the bushes of Vrindavan, the bushes, they can see everything. And they are not getting disturbed. Because they are completely transcendental. So, but not only in the material world, so everyone is attracted to the opposite sex, not everyone, but those who are in the material world, but except those who are transcendentally situated, those who are highly elevated, those who are surrendered to the Lord, they can be free from attraction to the opposite sex, otherwise it is not possible. So but all the associates in Golok, they are fully Krishna conscious and pure, and there's no contamination there. So he can give, so Madhavendra Puri, he can give this rasa to others also, because he has. But still is a tree, but sometimes manifesting these different mellows he can feel in his seva bhav towards Krishna. And so not all of them are in this way, but so primarily the Kalpavriksha trees, they are giving fruits or whatever the Brijvasis want. And for example, the cows, so they have a vatsalya bhav, they want to give Krishna milk to some extent, but they're still their cows, and to some extent we may see that it's Shantaras, because the exchange with Krishna is not as much as, for example, the mother, Maria Yashoda in vatsalya bhava, or other elderly gopis who have also vatsalya bhava towards Krishna. They can embrace Krishna, but the cows, they cannot embrace Krishna. So Lord Balaram, is also, Vishnu Tattva is extremely powerful, and but he also wants to serve Krishna, and he's serving in the five rasas. Krishna is expanding as the holy dham and different paraphernalia which Krishna is using, and then he's serving Krishna also directly many times, and he's Krishna's best friend, and he has some vatsalya bhav because he's elder than Krishna, so I have to protect Krishna, I have to take care of Krishna. And Maria Yashoda is telling Krishna also, you take care. And Maria Yashoda is telling Balaram when they're going out, you take care of your younger brother, Krishna, all right, when you're going out. Ah, yes, sure. And also he wants to join in the conjugal mellow, and therefore the expanded form of Balaram is there also. Ananga Manjari, who is the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. This way she's serving in, and all the rasas. So here the main point is about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. And the Acharyas, Prabhupada has explained in the third canto, two kinds of pastimes of the Lord are there. And one is known as Nitya Lila or Aprakat Lila, and other are known as Namitika Lila or Prakat Lila. Krishna is performing his pastimes in the spiritual world, eternally, during the day and night, known as Ashtakalya Lila. So Krishna is very busy throughout the day and night. So he's hardly sleeping, only night time, maybe 2.5 hours he's resting in the embrace of Srimati Radharani. But of course we put the deities to rest because we have to clean the temple, because the pujaris have to sleep, eating prasad and then sleeping. Noontime also Rajbhog offering and then eating Rajbhog prasad. And because they have to do seva night time until 9:30, and then they take a little prasad, and it's 10 o'clock, they take rest, they have to get up early to wake up the deities at 3:30. So they need a little extra rest after lunch. And then we have to clean the temple, so we put the deities to rest for like 2 hours, but Krishna is not resting in Golok. Even in Prakat Lila is hardly resting, always playing. And noontime actually is with the gopis in Radhakund. So when he's the gopis, how he can sleep? He's not sleeping. Only sometimes he's pretending, oh, I'm tired, he's telling the gopis after I have given him something to eat. Then he lies down and he just wants to see what the gopis are saying. And the gopis are looking at Krishna. Oh, Krishna, so beautiful. Look at his lotus feet. Look at his beautiful face. And then they're talking to each other about Krishna's wonderful qualities and how they're very fortunate to be with Krishna. But then Krishna, so suddenly he jumps up. So just he lies down for a little while. So the 12 pastimes are there, and which are, of course, are not easily understood, and only those who are highly advanced, they can understand the wonderful pastimes of Krishna in the spiritual world. But some glimpses are given in the literatures of the Acharyas, so that we may eventually also hear about them, and when we are qualified, and then we can meditate, and then we may be absorbed. And then the Prakatlila there, which are mentioned here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, are known as Naimittika Lila also, which are happening in this material world, and they are simultaneously none different from the pastimes of Krishna and Braj, but there's some differences there. The Krishna is Kishore and Radharani Kishori. Krishna is always 14 and a half, 15 years old, and Radharani one year younger, 13 and a half, 14 years old. So always. And in Goloka, Krishna is never going to Mathura, and there are no demons there. But in this world, Krishna is appearing, is taking birth. Janmashtami, we observe appearance of Krishna, and then he's growing. So, babyhood, childhood, boyhood, and then youth, and so on. And then killing demons are there, and Brahma Vimohan Lila, so bewildering Lord Brahma, and then lifting Govardhan Hill. So these are pastimes, they are known as Naimittika Lila, they are happening in this world only. But they are not there in Golok. So there are no demons, no killing of demons. So by hearing about Krishna's pastimes in this world and trying to understand by hearing from the devotees, the pure devotees, and then we may understand to some extent, and then we may be able to advance in our spiritual life and become perfect. But to completely understand Krishna is practically not possible. So even for the pure devotees, but we try as much as possible to understand Krishna's wonderful pastimes. But the main point is actually that we have to develop the dormant love, our dormant love towards Krishna. It is there in the heart, but it is not manifested fully. It is dormant. It is in a kind of seed-like form, or just like when you have a child. So the child is there, just appeared or born. Only child is taking birth. A special child who is a devotee from previous life, eternal associate, is appearing by the sweet will of the Lord, not forced. So, in the beginning, the child cannot speak. The child cannot walk. But the ability is already there. And the newborn child, it will be able to speak in due course of time. And will be able to walk. So actually our love for Krishna, it is already there. But because we are in a kind of, we are transcendental babies, so we are not able to yet act properly, completely. We're still conditioned. So our love is dormant, but by coming to the association of the pure devotees, then it is awakened, slowly but surely. And the more we adopt ourselves to the process of Krishna consciousness, following the regulative principles, chanting the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By serving the deities, hearing the Bhagavatam, and then giving Krishna consciousness to others, doing various services, then the consciousness becomes purified, and more the love towards Krishna becomes manifested, and everything becomes more clear. And then janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvatah tyaktvati ham puna janma naiti mamiti so Arjuna. And so when we understand the janma and karma of Krishna, Dibya, which is transcendental, his appearance, his activities are all transcendental. Evam yoveti tatvatah. Veti tatvatah means to know in truth. And then we don't have to take birth again. So we must make an effort to, and being in good association, then we may be able to properly understand. So Krishna's appearance, Krishna's activities, like it is mentioned, and not everyone knows. If you ask the ordinary people in India, so where Krishna appeared, most of them they will say Krishna appeared in Mathura. Only those who are fortunate, they will understand that Krishna actually appeared at the same time also in Gokul, in Mahavan. So in Mathura, that is Vasudev Krishna, the son of Vasudev and Devaki. And in Braj, in Gokul, he is really the son of Mari Yashoda and Nanda Baba. So they appeared simultaneously, and then when Vasudev Krishna was brought by his father, then Vasudev Krishna merged into Yashoda Nanda Krishna. So anyhow, so many small details are there, and the Acharyas have explained, and we should try to understand as much as possible, and with his pastimes also. But most important, we have to try to develop our love for Krishna. And if we are fortunate in the good association, then we will know, we will understand things as they are, to some extent. But to fully understand Krishna and Krishna's pastimes and his creation is not possible. But something should be there, some understanding has to be there. We should know the Siddhanta, the conclusion of our scriptures. And for example, where we want to go. Babaji, where you want to go after giving up the body? What's your name?
Ajay Chit.
Akshay Krishna. Okay, where you want to go after giving up the body? Vrindavan. Which Vrindavan? Here? In this Vrindavan you want to go? Take birth here? Or? Huh? Eternal Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan, right? Yeah, me too. So that is the goal. So we must know the goal. And then even we must know, for example, if one wants to go to America, I mean, he should know, first of all, why he wants to go to America, where he wants to go exactly, and then how to go there. So we should know the goal, and then the process how to attain the goal, we should know. And so if you are fortunate, Prabhupada, of course, he explained everything in his books. Everything is there in Prabhupada's books. And by following that, then we can go to Golok. But it is helpful if we are in the association of the devotees, therefore we have the disciplic succession, then we take shelter of Prabhupada's disciple, and then who are pure devotees, and then in their association we may also become pure devotees, and then we can go to Golok. But we try to understand as much as possible the pastimes, but so most important is develop our love towards Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes, Panchagora Prabhu.
So we're doing like a sadhana, and so we could achieve sadhana siddhi,
yes,
perfection. And so when we hear about Krishna and his nitya siddhi, eternal devotees, then once somebody becomes a perfect, it's the same thing in one sense, that although a sadhana siddha, tripa siddha, or
right,
nitya siddha, so even though there's all kinds of depth to the philosophy of understanding Krishna, and sometimes, you know, things don't, within our rational mind, make sense, but still by the process, like you said, of following the sadhana siddha, that realization will come.
Yes.
So sadhana siddha, keep hearing and chanting,
right,
things that we don't understand, don't
yeah,
let them get in your
yeah,
way.
Yeah, like so many things are there, and even amongst the devotees sometimes different of opinions are there, like where we came from and so on, but
also like yeah. The Maharaj had the benediction to know when he's leaving his body,
right,
within 1 second.
Yeah.
So then he did, you know, he gave up his kingdom and did this. He's saying, how do you do all that in 1 second? Still, the idea is there, right? That pretty much immediately you're leaving, but he still had enough intelligence and ability to detach himself from his worldly attachment and fully focus on Krishna.
Right.
1 second.
Yeah, 1 second. Die. Yeah. And he was fortunate. He surrendered and then he gave up the body. But we try to surrender, and sometimes we are surrendered, but then again, a Maya comes, and then again we are under the modes of material nature. So he was fortunate, yes. But yeah, we try to be always surrendered. And yes, it is true. It is mentioned by the Acharyas, the sadhana siddha. Ultimately, If one is siddha, then there's no difference. Only in when we become perfect as sadhakas, then we are known as sadhana siddha. And those who do not maybe so much sadhana, but they get special kripa, they are known as kripa siddha. But once if one is perfect, then there is no distinction between the eternal associates and those who have become eternal. Because once we're in the pastimes of Krishna, then we will be always be in the, with Krishna, and then there's no more coming back to this material world. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, question or comment?
Srila Prabhupada uses the word thinking many times.
Yes.
In the translation of the book. And he wonderfully explained about how Brahma appeared with the lotus flower and he was meditating. So that meditation on Brahma, the lotus flower, covering Shankarishna, and this thinking within this Vrajavila, is there some connection or corresponding similarity or difference then?
Of Lord Brahma thinking and when he's well, Lord Brahma is always thinking, yeah. He's thinking always a lot,
and he has
he's thinking all the time a lot. And I mean, that is just one time he was thinking about, you know, he's thinking, maybe if I mean, just like, for example, we ourselves, in our day, we are thinking a lot, we are thinking the whole day, actually. But let's say if some problem is there, and you're trying to solve the problem, then we're thinking also for a long time, how it's going to solve that problem. And then we may spend maybe a few hours, a few minutes maybe. Maybe sometimes for us it takes a few days. But Lord Brahma, he didn't have a few days to think. Because he's, yeah. He was just thinking a few seconds actually, but for us it was a long time, for those on this planet, because at the pastimes are going on and everything is going on so fast there in Krishna Leela, and because different dimensions are there, as this is Prabhupada is mentioning also, and as we understand, 1 second in the higher planets is 1 year here. So he was thinking for some time, thinking, but not so long, because then he has to think of other things. I mean, he has to take care of so many things, and there are so many problems in the whole universe, and very difficult job he has. So our job as temple president or head pujari is nothing. We are insignificant, and our problems are also insignificant. But sometimes, because we are in the activity and of doing the seva, then it becomes sometimes a little troublesome. But we have to be a kind of, sometimes it is for months, right, that we are facing some difficulty. But then we have to somehow, I mean, we have to deal with it, and then, but we have to be a kind of detached and focus on the essence, which is the hearing and chanting and then serving Krishna. And we hope by the passing of the time, everything will be adjusted. By Krishna's arrangement, by Krishna's mercy, or by Mahaprabhu's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy. So he was thinking a little while about what's happening here, but I mean, he has so much to do, and as one is in this world, and there's so many, sometimes there are many, many problems, and we give some time to one problem, but then other things have to be taken care of, and we have to think about that. And therefore he has four heads, so he can think many things at the same time. So he was thinking about that problem, maybe with one other head he was thinking about another problem. Alright, is that somehow okay? Last question, you had one question? No? Someone else had one question? Okay, last question, because other activities also. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Spoke many times in the lecture about the association, if we are yes. Fortunate, we are in good association. Could you help us understanding what is good association?
Yes, good association, well, of course, different level of good association, but the actual good association ultimately needs the association with a pure devotee, because then it is easier to quickly to progress. And if you are in, just like if you have a fire and you have a magnet, piece of iron you put in the fire, then the iron becomes like fire. So our heart is like steel in the beginning, no love is there, it is not melting. Tears are not coming from the eyes when you are chanting. But the pure devotees, they have the transcendental love, and it is blazing, that fire of transcendental love. So if you are in their association, you will get prema bhakti yahoite avidya vinashayate. Pure love is emanating from the pure devotee, and that will come unto you. If you have the proper mood, if you have the proper consciousness, if you are receptive, you must be receptive also. And so therefore it is recommended, so the direct association, but we have to be careful with our consciousness, because familiarity breeds contempt. So you may find fault even sometimes, so you have to be careful. But generally if one is humble, tolerant, or is respectful, then he will benefit so much in the association of pure devotees, physical. But then there is also Vani Seva. So you the instructions of the spiritual master, and you have to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. That is even more important than Vapu. Like if you're there with the spiritual master and then he's telling you chant 16 rounds, so if you're associating, if you're always with the spiritual master but you're not chanting 16 rounds, I mean you have not really understood and you're not taking full benefit of his association. So, but Vapu Seva is very important, but then we have to take proper advantage. But then even more important is Vani Seva, and associating with the instructions of the spiritual master. And so by doing that, so then you can, so even if you don't have the Vapu, the association of the physical association, but by following the instructions, then you are associating with the spiritual master also, and then you can advance. Even Prabhupada said, even after I leave, you follow my instructions, then you are associating with me also. So, but because we are conditioned, it is helpful to be also in the association of those who are physically present, because then they will guide us. If we don't have the association, we have heard instructions, but then Maya is there, and then attraction to the material world is there, and then there is maybe association which is not so good, and then you may become contaminated. You get some wrong idea, wrong conception, if you are with those who are not highly advanced, who may be new five devotees, and they may not have the proper understanding and conception and purity. So then that will not be so helpful for you. So therefore, ultimately, we should have the association of the pure devotees, or yes, physical, and then also try to follow the Divani. And then, if of course the pure devotees, they may not be the Sadguru or Sadshisha may not be so many, but we pray and then we may get. But then we can also see those who are maybe not on the highest level, but they are nicely following, and then you have, and they are properly engaged, and that you will see also. Krishna will help you also to see who is nicely following Prabhupada. And Prabhupada one time said, all my devotees are pure devotees, but then there's different degree of pure devotee. And then sometimes some are not able to follow so strictly, but then you should try to see who is more advanced. And basically you should try to have the association of those who are more advanced. If they are Uttamarikari, fine, but even Madhyamarikari, if you have their association, it is fine, and we have to see our position, and we should be humble. And if you're humble and respectful, you will see that everyone is nicely engaged. So it depends also then on your consciousness. And like even a pure devotee, he's seeing that everyone is a pure devotee, except myself. I'm hardly able to serve Krishna. So if you have the proper consciousness, then you will have the proper association also, and Krishna will help you. Okay, is that all right? Grandra Chimana Bhagavatam Ki.